വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഡിയർ ലേണേഴ്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഇൻ ടുഡേസ് ലെക്ചർ വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ടോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് ആൻ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് തിയോറി ഓഫ് മാസ് മീഡിയ നോൺ ആസ് ദി അജണ്ട സെറ്റിംഗ് തിയോറി. ദിസ് തിയോറി വാസ് പ്രൊപൗണ്ടഡ് by two people, namely Maxwell McCombs and Donald L. Shaw, in the year 1972. These two researchers were trying to understand the phenomenon of mass media in 1968 US presidential elections. They asked 100 voters who were not committed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, a set of fairly simple questions. One of the questions which they asked to these voters was, "What are you most concerned about these days?" Based on the answers which they received during this research, they came out with an article in the year 1972 in the journal Public Opinion Quarterly titled "The Agenda Setting Function of Mass Media." Now here, it was very interesting to find that the response of these 100 voters was similar to what the mass media were projecting in their newspapers. And it was a correlation between what the mass media was representing and what the voters considered to be an important issue. This was an important and a significant step in understanding as to how the mass media is able to influence the people to consider and think about certain issues which they want them to think about. The agenda setting theory, to put it simply, states that the mass media have a certain agenda with regards to certain issues which they want the readers or the audience to think about, and most importantly, to perceive the information in a way they want them to be perceived. It is also interesting that in this, the question which emerged was, what is the agenda of media? Now you must be wondering as to why would the media be having an agenda? Well, it may sound a little surprising, but the media may have an agenda, and that agenda may be political, social, and economic. Media houses, if you look at in the present day, are run either by business conglomerates, political houses, and people with significant influence and interests. So, it would not be wrong to say that the media might be having a certain agenda of their own. If a certain political house or a political group is controlling a media house, then we might see that they tend to be favorable when it comes to giving coverage regarding their party. Similarly, if a media house is owned by a certain business group or an establishment, then they might have certain business interests, which might in the long term be economically viable for them to reap huge benefits. So this study was very significant because it helped us understand that the media tends to show us what it thinks is important, and in the long run, we, the audience or the viewers, perceive those information and those issues to be extremely important. There are two important assumptions, if I were to put it in that way, about the agenda setting theory. The first important assumption is that the press and media do not reflect reality. Rather, they filter and shape it. Here, the term gatekeeping is introduced, which means that they are constantly filtering the flow of information and they decide which news should the readers or the viewers have access to. The second talks about media concentration on a few issues and subjects, which ultimately leads the public to perceive those issues as most important. So, if you see a certain issue being reflected in the media constantly 24/7, you might think that it is the most significant issue at that particular point of time. Let me give you an example. You all are watching television. When you switch on the television in the morning, there is a breaking news that a certain person has thrown a slipper on a politician. You open the television set at 9 o'clock, you will still see that most of the news channels would be repeating that same news item again and again, and you might in the long run believe that that incident is the most important event which has happened throughout the day. But the question is, was that the only event which happened during that day? I don't think so. Nor the world would have had only one event. There might have been many events and instances which might have taken place throughout that day. But the media or the news channels tend to focus on that particular issue. So what does it say? It says that at the end of the day, that particular issue becomes most important in their minds and also in the viewers' and the audience's minds. Now, there is also another thing which we need to keep in mind, that frequent exposure to mass communication leads to higher levels of agreement between personal agendas and the agendas of mass media. So, if you are consuming mass media on a very, very, very large scale, which means that out of 24 hours in a day, you are watching television for almost 10 hours, then there is a probability that what the media shows and what you think would be almost similar. So, with this, we have looked at what the agenda setting theory of mass media talks about. And also, we have tried to understand some of the core assumptions of this particular theory. Now, the question which I want to end with is it relevant in the 21st century? The answer is yes. If you understand this theory, you will be in a position to understand how the modern day media in our society operates. And it would be naive of us to say that the media does not have an agenda. Rather, it will be very, very critically honest on our parts to be aware that the media have certain significant agendas. And those agendas, as I have already mentioned, may be social, economic, and political. I hope this short lecture will help you in understanding the agenda-setting theory of mass media. Thank you.